News Talk 1620 WTAW. Which are Brazos County's 10 fastest growing private companies? This is the 24th year of the Bryan Rotary 10 Business Performance Awards. Bryan Rotary Club hosted their nomination kickoff event today at the ANCO Insurance Corporate Office. ANCO is this year's principal financial sponsor of the event, along with continuing to sponsor the Lifetime Business Achievement Award. Here are comments from ANCO President and CEO Kathy Gregory.
This is something that we feel very strong about and have for years. And the Rotary does so much in the community, and we're just glad to be part of it.
A history of the awards was provided by the Bryan Rotary Club's public relations chairman of the event, Benjamin Cortez.
For those who aren't as familiar with the program, the Bryan Rotary 10 Performance Awards is a community development project that the Bryan Rotary Club holds in cooperation with the Chamber of Commerce and the Mays Business School at Texas A&M University. Annually, we recognize the top 10 fastest-growing private small businesses in the Brazos Valley for their contributions and the economic impact they have on our area. I'm proud to announce that the program is in its 24th year. In 1998, the Bryan Rotary Club and ANCO Insurance Lifetime Achievement Award was introduced to the program. That award recognizes an established Brazos County business for its longevity, customer service, community involvement, and financial growth. Each year, many Rotarians and local businesses come together to make this program a reality. Our continued hope is that this program helps build a stronger sense of community across our business landscape. For the past 23 years, the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has been a critical partner in helping make this program a reality and helping us engage with local businesses. It's pretty well known that ours is one of the best around.
Here are comments from Chamber President Glenn Brewer.
I am the new president and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, but I'm also a Rotarian, so I'm very, very aware of our partnership with Bryan Rotary and the many years that it has been together with the Mays Business School, and we're very thankful of that. I would like to point out, if I may, that a chairman of our board, David O'Neill from Wells Fargo Bank, is here today. I'd like to recognize him and tell him how much we appreciate him being here. The Chamber is thrilled to be able to help recognize these growing and thriving businesses that we do every year. I mean, we recognize that growing and thriving businesses is the engine that fuels a prosperous community. They're also the engine that fuels prosperous these businesses that fuel prosperous churches, schools, our nonprofits, and the arts. We recognize that these businesses, the people they hire, and what they do is important for not only themselves but where we live, and we're very, very excited to be a part of that. The Chamber's proud of our past partnership with Bryan Rotary. We're proud of this current group of kickoff of the Bryan Rotary Business Performance Awards we're doing this year, and we're looking forward to the future and recognizing many more businesses as our community and these businesses continue to grow.
Also speaking at today's kickoff event was the president of the Bryan Rotary Club, Joe Hill.
The fundamental message of Rotary is service above self. I believe there's no shortage of individuals here in our community who exemplify that ideal. One of the six areas of focus for Rotary International is to grow local economies. Through volunteerism, Rotary carries out service projects that enhance economic and community development and create opportunities for employment here in our community. The Bryan Rotary 10 Business Performance Awards program is a true reflection of our desire to strengthen local entrepreneurs and community leaders. On behalf of the Bryan Rotary Club, I would like to say thank you to the Chamber of Commerce for their continued partnership with this program, to our host, ANCO Insurance, to the Mays Business School at Texas A&M University for their continued partnership, to our Rotarian volunteers, without which this would not be possible, and our advertising partners, and to the previous winners and applicants in our business community.
The Bryan Rotary Club's committee chairman for the awards is Mark Humphrey, who announced this year's guest speaker at the Business Performance Awards Luncheon.
The 2017 Bryan Business 10 Performance Awards Luncheon will be held June 14th. At the College Station Hilton on University Drive. Our keynote speaker this year will be Brad Knapp, Small Business Advocate of the Office of the Governor. Brad leads the Small Business Assistance Team, which provides resources and services to small, mid-size, woman-owned, minority-owned, disability-owned, and veteran-owned businesses, as well as business service providers such as Chambers of Commerce, economic development organizations, such as Rotary, and private sector stakeholders. Prior to coming on board at the governor's office, Brad served as ambassador at the Greater Austin Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, vice president, strategic partnership at the Austin Chamber of Commerce, vice president, corporate development at the Texas Association of Businesses. Brad is a graduate of Texas A&M University. Whoop. And continuing education at University of Texas Arlington, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the International Economic Development Council.
Brian Rotary Club's chairman of the awards nomination committee is Hayden Riley.
Brian Rotary 10 Business Performance Awards program was designed as a community development program, not a fundraiser. Rotarians, community members, employees, friends, their families, all of them can nominate a business. Anybody here can do that. Now, a business can also self-nominate, so don't be shy. In order to qualify, nominated businesses must meet the following criteria. Be an independent, privately held corporation, proprietorship, or partnership. Now, I wouldn't be able to nominate Better Homes and Gardens because we're a franchise, so just to give you an example. You have to be located in the Brazos Valley, have a 5-year sales history, have an increase in revenue from the preceding fiscal year, and have gross sales between $50,000 and $25 million. Businesses who are nominated will receive an application asking them to apply for the award. And in case you're getting bogged down in those details and you're doubtful as to whether that company, that one company you're thinking of nominating, would qualify, nominate anyway. Let them figure that out, okay? Now, analysts at the Mays Business School will calculate and ascertain the winners to be announced at the awards luncheon. Now, today is the start date. So we have nominations forms here. They'll be at the Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we'll have them at Brian Rotary meetings. But more easily done would be the online form at brian-rotary.org. So please nominate early, nominate often. And the deadline for nominations is March 15th.
The kickoff for accepting nominations includes hearing from one of last year's winners. Here are comments from CPA Tracy Stewart.
They asked me to tell you how I used the Marvelous Award in marketing and getting the word out. Well, CPAs are very shy about boasting, but my colleagues must have told everybody because after winning the award, my revenues have been up 18% over the prior year.
Concluding remarks were made by the Brian Rotary Club's Public Relations Committee Chairman for the event, Benjamin Cortez.
In closing, I'd like to say that I'm proud to be a part of a project that has such a long history of really creating a positive impact in a community that I think we're all a little bit vested in. And, you know, day after day from having moved here from somewhere else, I'm the rare breed that came to College Station and ended up staying here and didn't live here my whole life. So I feel like I encounter a lot of people who have a very significant sense of pride in the community here. And I feel like it's a privilege for me to stand here and say that I feel like I'm a part of that now. And the time that I've spent here in this community has really shown me that that's not a blip. It's not an anomaly in our current landscape. It's a tradition. And there's a lot of people that strongly believe in keeping and holding that tradition. And I am glad and honored to be a part of it. And I'm hoping that you guys will spread the word and nominate businesses and also hopefully attend the luncheon in June, which is a great event. I went to it last year. It's a very nice event. It's a great location. So we welcome you to come out to that event as well. Also, we will have paper and electronic nominations available here as you leave. If you're with the press or media and you'd like a press packet with information, please get in touch with me or any of the other Rotarians that you've seen here today, and they'll get you hooked up. Also have my contact information on that back table if you have any questions in regards to any part of the process. And thank you again for coming today. Congratulations to our previous winners. Thank you to our sponsors and our supporters, and thank you for you people in the community for being here today.
Again, anyone can make a nomination for the Brian Rotary 10 Business Performance Awards. That includes business owners. Details are online at brian-rotary.org. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.